This is Near FM
90.3. I'm joined on the phone now by John Drynan from Highfield in Swords. And he has submitted a formal complaint to the CEO of Fingal County Council on their failure to properly protect a special area of conservation in Swords, around the River Valley area. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Adrienne. I'm well, thanks.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's such a beautiful day with the sun out. It's hard not to be well on a day like that. But and to hear the lovely birds out this morning was just gorgeous, and see the sunshine, and it's lovely.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is something that is very close to your heart, the birds and conservation of wildlife. And this is why you've been forced to put in this complaint to Fingal County Council. Do you want to explain to our listeners what this is about?
Yes, of course, Adrienne. Yeah, look, I've lived in Swords since 1990, and I was always in the habit of taking walks down by the Broadmeadow Estuary. It's a really beautiful local amenity. For those who don't know it, it's a large expanse of water, a lagoon really that's been trapped since the 1860s, when the railway line was built from Malahide heading to Belfast. And it's become special habitat for birds, especially migratory birds. So I've always enjoyed going down there. It was a place to go for relaxing walks and to spot rare species. But around 2005, actually, my walking habit turned into a litter-picking habit. Some would say an obsession, because I started going down there every weekend, Saturdays and often Sundays as well, and just bagging the litter just on my own. It was just something I liked to do, to be out in nature, you know, wrap up well and get busy. And it felt good to be doing something. But, I noticed pretty quickly the pattern of the litter on the shore down there. It was very obvious, really, to anybody who would take the time to look at it, where it's coming from. I mean, you can tell from the printing and the shop receipts and all that kind of stuff that you'll pick up down there, that it's coming from towns and it's coming from Swords Town, essentially, in the main. Now, there is, of course, you know, there is a local problem down in the estuary as well, because a lot of people visit it. It's an amenity. And there is a stretch of roadway that will bring you from Swords, around the North Shore from Listenhall Bridge over to a spot, I think, on the maps. It's called Sea Point. It's a short little cul-de-sac of a road. It's 1.3 kilometres, but it gets heavily congested. It always has at weekends, but since lockdown it's been congested pretty well all the time, because it's a tiny little road. It's not really built for the traffic it gets. It's also subject to the tides. Every fortnight on the high tide, it gets inundated. People get trapped there. You know, their car gets snared for a few hours while they're waiting for the tide to go back. But you know, there is a bit of a problem there as well with people, the visitors to the area, not respecting it. You know, there's a swanery there where there's quite a population of swans, and a lot of people, obviously, to enjoy nature, they get out, they meet the swans, and they bring their kids, and it's lovely to feed the swans. But then, you know, the Brennan's wrappers get left behind in the bushes. But you know, there's fly tipping down there too. There's a bit of joyriding happens occasionally at weekends late at night, and there's partying that goes on. So, you know, I look at the Broadmeadow Estuary, and I think of it as really, you know, it should be treated, you know, with kid gloves. This is a very precious natural habitat. You know, it's a special area of conservation, 000205, and it's a special protection area as well. That means, you know, it's not just for birds. It's the natural habitats for all species, there's a wide raft of scientific data backing up why this is a very special place. So I look on the Broadmeadow Estuary as really something, you know, on a par with a national park. Now, I'm very familiar with a few national parks, particularly Killarney, because I'm a Munster man. And, you know, the way that that Broadmeadow Estuary is managed at the moment, it's far, far from where it should be if it was being treated by its trustees as a proper national amenity. Yes.
Especially when you say that there's already European communities regulations in place, that it is a special protection area. I think that's really bad that these things are happening. But on looking at what you sent through, information, yeah, and the pictures and that, I can't believe, like, it's not just a little bit of waste, that a few receipts, as you were mentioning there. I mean, we're talking bags of rubbish. Like, it's
somebody isn't paying
for their disposal of rubbish and they're throwing them into this beautiful place. And I have walked down the River Valley side, you know, through the River Valley and across where that river is. And it's so beautiful. Absolutely. Yes. It's just a lovely spot.
We're talking about the valley back in Swords Town now.
Exactly, yes, back in Swords. Yes,
it is.
Yes.
It's a really beautiful park.
Beautiful park, yes.
And it's kind of hidden away. You know, I don't think enough people from outside Swords are properly aware of it. It's not properly promoted by the council, you know, as an amenity. It is a really, really beautiful park.
Yes.
You know, and a friend of mine who's a keen bird watcher, he's been filling me in on the varieties of birds there. It's really phenomenal. It's a really exceptional piece of nature that's, you know, it's 220 acres and it stretches from the town of Swords, the best part of 3 kilometres due west along the river, you know, so it's a fabulous amenity. And but, you know, the waste from that gets dumped in the park ends up 4 kilometres downstream in the Broadmeadow Estuary, and there's absolutely no doubt about that. If you talk to the local volunteers down by the Broadmeadow, Anne and Melanie, if I can give them a shout out here, they do fantastic work, and they live on the Broadmeadow, and they're out all the time bagging. And they will tell you, in fact, they've posted it only recently on their Twitter feed. You know, in their view, it's 95% of what they're bagging is coming from the town of Swords, and I would concur, you know. I can remember a period of about 6 weeks way back in, I think it was 2006, where I bagged 32 bags of litter over a period of 5 or 6 weekends on one stretch out near Kilcrae, which is the piece of coast that goes, it's the last sort of kilometre before the Belfast railway line on the North Shore. So nobody lives up there apart from a couple of farms, right? So all that litter had to come from the town. It was a huge quantity. And I walked out there again just recently, and the pattern and the volumes of litter I'm seeing are exactly the same as they were 15, 16 years ago. And nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
Shouldn't Fingal County Council, if it is a protected area, shouldn't they be... I don't know, could they put cameras there in some way to see what's been done and maybe fine people?
In the park, you mean? To try and capture people dumping?
To capture people dumping, I mean, shopping trolleys, bags and bags of rubbish. It's just, it's terrible.
It's a real problem. And, you know, I just saw a tweet from a councillor just last week, you know, in response to one of my own tweets on at Ward Valley, right, which is our group here in Swords that's litter picking in the valley. We call ourselves the Swords Pickers, and our contact point on Twitter is at Ward Valley. So I post tweets there all the time of stuff we find. You know, we've recently, just in the last fortnight, found 3 different burnt-out motorbikes in the park, you know, big, heavy yokes.
Somebody had to drive there and take them out of the back of a van to purposely. I can't understand that mentality. That's awful.
But like, to come back to your point about, you know, what are we all to do? Like this councillor said, and I quote actually, hang on, I have it here somewhere. She says, yeah, we have a massive waste problem, and we don't seem to be tackling it. Now, I totally get that. That's a valid statement, right? But, you know, that to me is indicative of a lack of engagement too by our councillors, right? And this was not a local councillor here, but, you know, to me as a resident here, I'm struggling to convince the council to give our park enough resources to have it clean. And, you know, for a councillor to say, we don't seem to be tackling it. Well, from my perspective, why aren't you as a councillor voting the budget so that, you know, aligning up the budget so that enough of it is given to us here in Swords to clean our park? Fingal Council have a budget of 285 million. And I know they have a huge area, and I know it's a stretch, obviously, right? This is not an easy thing. And, you know, the park is 220 acres, so it's a massive undertaking to fix this problem. So, you know, the councillor is quite right. We have a massive waste problem. But all of us here, you know, we have to find a solution, you know. I get the sense all the time chatting to people, when I'm out bagging litter in the park or I'm down at the estuary, once you chat to people, you know, they get it, they understand it. They look at the plastic that's clinging to the side of the riverbank here in the town. And, you know, once you say to somebody, look, if there's streams of plastic on the riverbank left over from the last floods in January, what does that tell you about what's gone down into the Irish Sea?
Yes.
You know, we're only seeing a tiny fraction of 1% left on the riverbank. The bulk of the plastic and the bottles and the rest have all made their way already out through the broad meadow. Bits of them get washed on the north shore where the prevailing wind pushes them at high tide. But, you know, what Anne and Melanie and I or whoever is bagging litter on the north shore of the Broadmeadow, what we're bagging is just a tiny fraction of what's getting washed out to the Irish Sea.
And they really need to
pull on the... Sorry?
Sorry, you go ahead. There's a really strong...
Yeah, there's a really strong pull on the tidal flow there, you know.
I've seen it when it's high. When it's high, that river can flow very, very fast.
It's borne out by the fact that the estuary is actually very shallow throughout most of it. It's only about, you know, 2 metres deep tops. But when you measure the depth out by the the gap under the railway line, it's 11 metres deep there from just the gouging effect of the tides. It has gouged out a large hole and it's got the power to pull out all sorts of stuff into the Irish Sea.
So really, they need to have somebody that's going around on a regular basis. Is there anyone who comes maybe even once a month, every couple of months, to clean up that area? Or is it all
talking now about the estuary or the park?
Both areas, but is there anyone who comes from Fingal County Council on a regular basis?
I hear very mixed reports. The residents down in the estuary, you know, and by the way, the road I mentioned earlier, the cul-de-sac on the north shore, it's just 1.3 kilometres and there's only a couple of families living on it. But I am in regular contact with one of those families and they're trying to run, that's the Dorans, right? And they're trying to run an agribusiness there, you know, and it's look, I've seen their videos of the clutter down there and the stretch it is for them. I've heard their accounts of their attempts to try and get traction with the council to have something done. If there is fly tipping and it's reported, you know, the council will come and take it away once it's all bagged up. But there is nobody from the council that comes out on a regular basis at a frequency and at an impact, you know, with the type of resources that the problem demands, right? And the same is true back up into town. The council, look, to be fair to the council, right, for years I've been writing to the chief exec asking for action on this, and to be fair, we have moved on a bit because for a long time all I was getting is there is no problem, what are you talking about? Now in the last 6 months that has shifted, so there's signs of hope here, but we're now hearing from the council that okay, there is a problem, you know, and the terrain in the park is very awkward, and it is, there's a lot of deep ravines in the park, really steep areas, heavy, you know, vegetation, trees. And if there's rubbish banged in there, volunteers can't go near it because it's too awkward, it's too risky. And it turns out the council workers can't go near it either because they haven't been trained in how to abseil on ropes to get into it, you know. So So we have a council who are trustees of this park who are not geared up to mind the park, but at least they're admitting that now. You know, this is progress, that we now know we have a problem. You know, the council maintained that, okay, this is a local problem with the residents dumping, and it is, you know, but it's going to take two to tango here. We all need to be involved in the solution. To my mind, you know, if you imagine for a minute, you know, how many people does it take to gung up a park? Well, actually, very few. If you're in the habit of bringing your household waste out into the park, you know, and actually there's one particular woman that a few of our volunteers have gotten to identify her. She brings her bin bags out, you know, her little kitchen pedal bin containers, just two small white bags. She walks them into the park two and maybe three times a week at a regular time of the evening, and she will bring them across the park and dump them.
And what age would this woman be?
The picture woman I'm thinking of there is, you know, middle age, maybe late middle age, but I myself have spotted a young, respectably dressed, professional young couple doing something similar. It really surprised me. If you just met them in the street, you would think, well, they never would do that, would they? But I've seen it happen, right?
And is this now, just... Do you think this is because they're trying to save on money?
Sorry?
On, they're trying to save money, I presume, on paying for their waste disposal.
I don't know. I suspect, given lockdown and what we've been through, I suspect there's all kinds of things here. There's money problems, there's mental health problems.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yes.
But you know, what I don't like is when councillors and council officials say, oh, we're going to prosecute, because actually I know from experience that if you go along with details to the council and you ask them to prosecute, you know, you can get asked to sign an indemnity in case anybody gets sued later for wrongful arrest or whatever. You know, it's not as straightforward, there's a name and address, go get them. It doesn't happen like that. So it's quite off-putting if you're trying. And I haven't done this, but this is second-hand information, right? But let's all stop pretending that we can prosecute our way out of this problem. We cannot. Okay, and it would be much better if all our local politicians and our council officials stopped waving that around. It's not a solution. We cannot prosecute our way out of this.
Well, there needs to be something done for people who are doing this, you know, because, I mean,
yes.
Education,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Telling people not to do it. And
yes.
Even the ads we've seen where they throw the litter on and it was clanking, you know, if it was making noise like that, maybe people would stop. But it doesn't. And they can do it quite silently and quietly. But if they had cameras to see what was happening, if there were consequences to their actions, there has to be something to stop people doing it, because these people with that mentality won't.
I know, but I would roll it back a bit further and say, you know, we have a park here in Swords in the middle of a built-up area. Okay, most of the park is actually out in the countryside, but there is, let's say, 40 acres of it here at this end near the town where there's dense housing all around it. And I look around at other parks managed by Fingal. So we've got Ardkillen. Okay, it's not comparable in terms of density of population, but it's a beautiful big park. We've got Newbridge House, which is close to Donabate, quite a heavy population on the edge of it. And we could look at Malahide, which is almost identical in size to the park in Swords. All those other parks are very well maintained. You approach them, they look like proper parks. They've got the railings, they've got the fencing, they've got the signage. Things are nicely presented, they're painted. You see park rangers in them. You see maintenance staff in them. Anytime you go there, you will see somebody who's looking after the park. You can walk in and out of our park every day of the week for a whole year and not meet a solitary, direct employee of the council. I know this because I do it, right? And I'm not spoofing when I say that. So this park is neglected. It does not have the resources. So if you had the resources in place, if the place was dressed up right, if it looked like it was respected, if it looked like there was maintenance staff knocking about a few times a week even, there would be a different perception in people's minds, right? So, you know, at least the people who will casually just tip a few bits of litter would be less inclined to do so. And would the people drop in the household waste? I don't know if it's that simple. You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer here. I think it would help to dissuade some of them. But, you know, what I don't see is any attempt by the council to sort of appear to be engaging with the community. You know, I don't see it. And I talk to a lot of people all the time when I'm out in the park bagging the litter, and I'm out with our source pickers groups. We're meeting typically on Friday mornings, Sunday mornings. But our members go out, you know, at all other times when it suits them. And it's been great in lockdown. We can still go out and do this and be socially distant, etc. But when I'm out there and I chat to people, you know, people are crying out for somebody somewhere, you know, our politicians, our councils, to do something about the state of the place. And particularly about the flow of plastic down into the Broadmeadow.
Now, the thing is, it's not actually called even a park.
Yeah, well, you know, if you look at Google Earth, it's the Ward Valley Regional Park.
Oh, right.
If you look on the council's website, they're a bit ambiguous about what it is. It turns up different things in different places. It's not given the same profile on Fingal Council's website as the regional parks. But when it suits, they will refer to it as a regional park, and here's one of our regional parks. You know, I get that sort of ambiguous treatment of the park. So they keep saying, it will be given a regional park budget, which means it would have a dedicated staff. But I've been hearing that for as long as I've been living here, I think.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
My goodness. But there's also, there's projects that are ongoing and proposed projects, because I know they've been taking down some trees, because my little grandnephew, he had put a fairy door up on one of the trees, and then the tree is now gone. His little fairy door is gone. But I believe they're going to get rid of the pitches over the other side, the River Valley side, where Aldi, where, you know, that
yes.
side.
They're
putting a car park or something in there and taking away the greenery. And then there's another...
They're putting in... sorry, Adrienne, but they're actually about to start building a full-size all-weather playing pitch,
yes.
and a car park big enough for numerous coaches and cars.
Right.
So, the irony, in a way, is that that's the one piece of the park that's level. Right? The rest of the park is steeped, and there isn't that much... grassland in the park. It's mostly woods, actually, when you look at it on Google Earth. But the one bit of good flat space is now going to be heavily impacted by the construction of a sizable playing facility, you know, which is a great facility.
Well, yes, the playing facility is grand, but I mean the fact that...
I wonder about its location.
Yes.
When that was mooted back in 2018, I lodged an objection on the basis that, not just me, by the way, there was a whole slew of neighbours, yes. residents and friends joined me on that. And if you're building a facility like that, it's going to bring... thousands of GAA and soccer supporters into the area every week of the year, really, because it's all weather. And, you know, the council's response is, yes, of course, we'll manage that pitch like we manage all our other pitches. Yes, but you're, you know, that's not actually answering the problem here, which is the park is already saturated with litter and bottles and cans. Once you walk off any of the paths into the woodland area, once you walk across ground cover anywhere in that park, you'll find stuff that's been there for yonks. In the last 12 months, we've dug out, that I can recall, four different burnt-out wheelie bins that were just left mouldering in the woods. And I would think they were burnt out maybe 25, 30 years ago by the looks of them. They were older models, not the types you see today. Big plastic wheelie bins, burnt and left. And all the bottles and cans that were in them at the time are all congealed down on the ground. And it's quite a job to dig them out. But that'll give you a sense of how neglected the place is, you know. There were three burnt out car shells on the north side of the park that were there for the longest time. And eventually, after a lot of repeated requests, they were taken away. But, you know, there have been sofas, there have been last year there were two other burnt out motorbikes we had removed from the south side of the park, very near to where I live. So, you know, this neglect is all over the park.
Yes, well, this is it. Fingal County Council seem very derelict in their duty of care here. And then, as you say, even with these projects, there's going to be much greater human traffic for both of these amenities once
they're
Well, yeah,
the second project that I think you're referring to is out of the Broadmeadow Estuary, where there's the construction of a cycle and off-road walking and cycle link from Malahide Castle going up to Newbridge House. Beautiful thing, beautiful idea.
Yes, well, that sounds great idea.
Oh, yes, it'll be fabulous. But it's going to include a 280-metre long bridge going across, you know, on the edge of the railway line, going across the Broadmeadow Estuary. Now, that's actually where you get to see most of the litter that's gathered up by the prevailing winds. It gets tossed up there on the north shore right next to the railway line. It's a real black spot. But here we are going to have way more traffic coming across there. Like, there's two things wrong with that. One is it's bringing more people in who might litter the place. But secondly, you know, it's where all the tourists are going to be going across. Do we want them to be looking at a Broadmeadow estuary that's full of rubbish? Like, we really need to crack this, join up the dots. We're doing this the wrong way around. We should have cleaned up our park before we started building the all-weather pitch. We should have cleaned up our park.
They do it all the time. Everything is, it's always back to front.
Again.
They never do the infrastructure for anything and sort that out first. It'll just all come later back.
I think, though, what we're looking at in this particular problem, it's a broader issue, right? We've all seen the David Attenborough programs about plastics in the sea. And where that chicken comes home to roost is in our own local environment. And I think our leaders in the community are struggling really to find the right way of responding to that and coming up with action that makes sense to people. I think we need to all be honest with each other and say, look, David Attenborough is right. Nobody's going to say he ain't. But where it's coming from is actually here in our own little neighbourhood. And Swords is curious, right, because it's so blatantly obvious what's going on in Swords. You know, you have it all piled up in the park. You can see it if you walk in the park. If you take a walk out by Kilcrae, out by the railway line, you'll see it all drifting there before it gets sucked out in the next spring tide. All the other towns in Ireland that have the same problem, it's not as apparent, perhaps, because they don't have that big petri dish downstream from the town that collects it all and shows it all to them before it goes out into the sea. So there's
unfortunately,
that there's a lot of towns around the country doing equally as much damage.
Yes. Well, this is it. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time, but the climate change is such a big issue, you know, and I mean, it frustrates me all the time when I see them chopping down trees, you know, getting rid of meadows, you know, so we're getting rid of the bees, we're getting rid of, like, you know, oxygen. It's just, it's crazy that there's nobody with these, you know, with the type of insight that you have and that environmentalists have and David Attenborough, that they should be in at these meetings, you know, and where they're saying, we're going to just chop all of this down and throw in this new road or this new bridge. People, conservationists should be at these meetings and they should be informing
they are,
them of the you know, what they're doing
to
the planet.
Sorry to cut across you.
No, you're grand. What they're doing to the planet, it frustrates me, and I'm sure it frustrates you. And I can't understand why they're not, you know, they're just not listening to conservationists who are saying, listen, we have to stop here now and start looking after what we have, you know.
Yes. I mean, I'm going to stay at this, right? I'm going to start a proper little campaign here, and I've linked in with people who live in Donegal.
Well, that's what I'd like to ask you now, because we've run out of time completely. So I want to ask you, John, how can people help you? How can they get on board? Can they contact Fingal County Council, and how can they do that to stop these things? Or can they get involved in your campaign? Or even you're probably looking for volunteers to come out and help even with the cleanup.
Absolutely.
You know.
Look, there's plenty of volunteer groups around who are interested in this, right? There's obviously Soars Tidy Towns who do a great job, right? But you know, the scale of the problem here is massive. But I would say in the first instance, you know, help out Soars Tidy Towns. You could join us, Soars Pickers. You can contact us at Ward Valley. You can contact us at wardvalley@gmail.com.
Have you a Facebook page?
Soars Woodland Association. Sorry?
Have you a Facebook page?
No, not Facebook. Twitter is at Ward Valley.
And, right.
Email is wardvalley@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the Soars Pickers, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's Soars Woodland Association, who campaign for the Green Belt. They do great work. They do a lot of tree planting with schools. Then there's Fingal Dog Group. Quite a few of our volunteers are members of Fingal Dog, and they're very interested in making sure that there's, you know, responsible treatment of the environment. Now, we've got a little promotional video coming up. Print media journalists are interested in this. There's a few of them interested in profiling it over the coming weeks. And follow us on Twitter, please, at Ward Valley. But if you, you know, above all, please contact Fingal County Council, environment@fingal.ie, and ask them to start responding to what the community wants. But I think, you know, all the volunteer groups should really try and get together with the council and say, look, lads, you need to do your bit, and we're doing our bit already. So, you know, give us a hand here. Fix up this park, and between us, we'll crack this.
Well, hopefully you will now. And I wish you all the best of luck with your campaigning and with your tidying. You know, I think you're doing a fantastic job. I wish there was more like you out there.
Well, it's very rewarding, Adrienne. I'd encourage anybody with any bit of time in their hands, or even if you're a dog walker and you're out every day with the dog, just pick up a couple of items each time.
Yes.
It just makes you feel good.
Yes, yeah. Well, I don't know. I suppose, yes, it makes you feel good, but to me, it just depresses me when you see it. You know, when you see it there,
that's,
and even on the beaches,
feel good when you're picking it
that's
up,
it.
You know?
Yeah, to take it away. People on the beaches who leave bottles, leave their rubbish behind. I mean, really, it's dreadful. But definitely, people should get on to Fingal County Council about looking after this park and put in their complaints.
And something has to happen down at the Broadmeadow Estuary in terms of infrastructure as well. Something has to happen with that access road at Listen Hall. You know,
yes.
It can't go on as it is. Mm. It's just neglected.
Well, John, thank you so much for coming on this morning. And I hope I possibly have you on again. And please, God, you'll have some good news for us that they have done something for you.
I hope so.
Yeah, please, God. Right, take care. Have a good day, John. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Best of luck. Now, that was the lovely John Drynan there from Highfield in Swords, and a marvellous man going out and cleaning the wooded area. And, you know, we need more people like that. So if you have time and you're around the areas, and even in your own area, just, as he said, pick up one or two items when you're out for your walk. That's all you have to do. When you're going for your 5K, you see a coffee cup on the corner. Pick it up, you know, and bring it home, and just, you know, try to stop this ruination of our planet. It's just, oh my goodness, it's awful.
This is Near FM.